It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and this is one of the immediate podcasts that we're putting up right now. I'm WC Chronicles.
And I'm Jersey Mike. Welcome to the live edition.
Live edition, meaning that we're using the app and we're not getting any fancy editing because we don't have to.
Gives a shit. Just enjoy.
So what have we got here is, I went back to Oregon to visit my folks.
Was it still raining?
It rained the whole damn weekend.
Oh, kind of.
It was in Las Vegas. Things get dusty. In the Northwest, it rains and the dust gets muddy.
And did your mom race any mail trucks? I love that video.
No, my mom did not
race.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
I get to show you those videos. If it's on Instagram, go look at it, Shiny Squirrel Podcast or WCW _ comedy. But anyway, so I ended up seeing a movie on, I don't know what channel it was, watching a movie with my mom that I had seen because it's spring break right now. This is a movie I remember seeing when I went to grade school and was it
Hard Bodies?
No, okay. Not that kind of grade school.
All right. You said spring break. I'm excited. Florida.
Well, they had all the kids come. Kids go to the school, okay. Gymnasium, watch this movie. It was from 1953. I saw it again on TV.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And there's the A story in the movie. As a fourth grader, I only was interested in the A story because I didn't realize B story and C stories were existing. We learned that from Matt Groening. So as an adult, I see the B story and the C story.
Question.
Yes.
You brought up something about Oregon I never knew. Rusty the Clown, what was it? Rusty Nails?
Rusty
Clown?
Nails.
That name just entices me on my sadistic and wicked side, but on my positive side too. What was or who was Rusty Nails? What is it? Rusty Nails?
Rusty Nails was a clown at the Alp Rose Dairy. He would be on the Ramblin' Rod Show. He was a local celebrity, but he is the clown that Matt Groening based Krusty the Clown on.
Which was the voice of Kelsey Grammer.
Yes. Well his Sideshow Bob.
Yes.
Is that right? Yes, because Sideshow Mel was the good one.
I'm sorry.
And Sideshow Bob. But still. But that's where that comes from. But anyway, this movie, I want to play you. At the end, I'm not going to tell you what movie it is, because it's so cool. Movie was made in 1953. I think I looked it up. 1963.
Okay.
And there's this trial that takes place at the end of the movie.
Okay.
And this conversation between the prosecutor and the character, who I'm not going to tell you, but what they're talking about, I kind of pick it up. A good portion of what he's talking about really plays into 2016 today.
Looking forward to hearing this.
Like a message to our millennials. So I'm going to play it for you. I was going to distort
you
the
hear that, millennials?
Millennials?
A message.
A message. Oh. So you're going to hear a little bit of me pushing a few buttons, but then it'll kick in. Okay, you ready?
Ready to go.
I'm proud of your job as a teacher. Do you like it because you believe it makes you important?
Well, not me personally, but I believe the work I do is important.
In what way? Would you care to tell us a little about it?
It gives me the opportunity to help young people, to stir them up, to make them restless, to make them think. Maybe plant a bug of discovery in their minds, or...
And you think that's important?
Of course it's important. Why, one of those young people might discover something the entire world has been looking for. He might not. But I like to feel that I had a part in giving him a crack at it.
I see. Now, regardless of whether you are found guilty or not, I ask you to consider this question very carefully. Would you hope to return to your classroom? Would you continue as before? Would you recklessly incite the young minds of your class again to inspire them to such experiments as that which bombarded our skies with powerful rays? Rays which expose all of us to unknown peril? I put the question to you again, Professor, and I ask you to mark well your answer. Would you still persist in these dangerous and malicious follies?
Well, that question is a little difficult to answer.
Well, Professor?
Mr. Prosecutor, may I say something?
Go ahead, Professor. I'm sure we'd all be interested in hearing your views.
Looks like he's gonna cross it.
Well, it seems to me that a lot of people are going around these days selling fear. All kinds of fear. Fear of bombs, bugs, smog, surpluses, fallout, falling hair, even fear of Mr. Hawk. We find ourselves apologizing, hiding our heads, or jumping at shadows. I can remember when Groundhog Day only came once a year in this country. Now, I see a lot of students from my science class here in the courtroom. They may not be the most studious group of young
clearly for the benefit of the court and the jury, most of whom are parents. Suppose you are returned to your role as a teacher. Would you do exactly as you did before?
Yes, I would do exactly as I did before.
Okay, Jersey Mike, first impressions. Before I say anything.
It just shows you that 50 years ago is no different than today. Everybody is frustrated. Everybody is jumping, like he just said, of everything and stuff like that. And we're back to the same good old thing. You have to have some kind of basic good family core upbringing to make you at least have it distilled in you, like he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it at least it goes away, but it is in you, and eventually it does come back, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I never got that when I was in fourth grade. But seeing this movie again, and for the next time 36 years later or whatever, and seeing that courtroom scene, it applies to everything from beginning, for the conversation between the prosecutor, and you know who that actor was?
I saw your screen. I'm not going to lie. You know that? It was the guy who played the father on My Three Sons.
Was that Fred McMurray?
Yes.
That was Fred McMurray. The movie, you want to guess?
No.
Son of Flubber.
I never heard of that.
It was they did a Flubber movie first, okay, before Robin Williams did it.
Really?
It was a Disney original, but this was from the movie Son of Flubber.
Wow.
And it just kind of flubbergasted me how that little scene right there, I mean, every little word of that
it
applies.
Does. It flubbers your brain into thinking, hey, my brain isn't made of flubber, but you know what? If I don't have somebody like Fred McMurray said to jumpstart my brain and put a positive seed there, even to today.
It's like the millennials, they may be making mistakes and just doing everything, but still, they have goodwill and intentions.
That's all you need is goodwill intentions. Listen, this is the way it goes. Look out for your neighbors. If there's an older person, just knock on the door. Hey, you okay? Have a conversation with them. You can learn a lot from them. It's not like, oh, you old blah, 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 jackass. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're people. They have World War II history. They have Vietnam history. Stuff that when they die, God forbid, is gone. And it's not looking to the what do you call that?
The selfies.
The selfie iPhone every day and stuff. There's a lot more to life if you let it happen.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to play this again somewhere in a podcast, but I just love that whole speech.
I love it.
That he did, because I'm just amazed the way it applies.
And that's when
to
you had to wear
today.
A suit and tie in the courtroom, and everybody had to be yes and professional and stuff, and it was very different. And that's what we're missing, the old school stuff, you know? You don't need a $500 a month phone bill if you can only afford a flip phone. You don't have to follow the Joneses. You know what I'm saying?
And the part where he says, even if you're making a mistake and falling down, at least you are making progress because you're falling forward.
That's it. At least you're getting up and down and trying. There was a man, I'm not going to get into religion, but they say pick up your cross and bear it. That's part of what he's talking about. Everybody doesn't have it easy. Even the people that are born rich and famous do not have it easy. People that are poor, that's the exact what they're talking about. Get up, because that person could be the next president, could be the next firefighter, the next doctor that cures cancer, lawyer.
Yes.
It could be the next comic genius or next whatever. That's what it's about. Get up and endure. It's very hard to say.
That is exactly the reaction I thought you were going to have. We're going to share this on Instagram. Leave us some comments. And
where can they leave us a comment, Senior?
Instagram, it is Shiny Squirrel Podcast. That's our username. And then also my account, which is kind of parallel to the exact same thing, WCW_comedy.
Now, question. Where can people see this funny video of your mother in the mail truck? You got to get that up and
you
running.
You got to go to my account, the WCW_comedy. Go to the Instagram. You got to scroll down. And you'll see several funny videos of my mom there. And you know what? We got to do a Mother's Day special.
Yes.
I want to call my mom up and get her on.
Oh, that'll work. Oh, call my mom too. This will be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Yes, we're going to have a thing. But next week, we are going to do, did you ever hear that expression, hatch an egg or go sit on it?
Well, that's after. We should talk about Doshi.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the one that's going on. Like, we did an interview, and it's the podcast coming up. It's actually in 2 weeks. We got TV themes coming up this Friday.
The
one after that is Doshi, who is a high priest, Buddha priest, at
Taoism.
Taoism school of, that's at the School of Lohan.
Who is a Native American?
Yeah, Native
Indian
American
who was raised Catholic,
and he makes references to Star Wars and in Star Trek. How can you
the
get
guy
more than that?
The guy is awesome. He has an earring. He wears glasses, and he's a nerdling.
He is one of the best guests that we've had so far. I have to say,
Dashi. I'm sorry. It was awesome having you. Now
that's
also
coming up in 2 weeks.
Lonnie, our go-go dancer,
yeah, if you
actress,
have
it, our
wonderful
you,
nerdling.
She is one of the most incredible, seductive, beautiful women that we actually have in common that we got to meet because of acting school. But she is so down to earth. She's one of the most coolest
MFers
out there.
Very knowledgeable, too.
Very knowledgeable, beautiful woman. And it's like you don't have to want to just like look at her. You want to be like, wow, where do I find somebody who's so beautifully attractive, innerly and outerly? Lonnie, it was a pleasure to have you on this show also.
And she's on a podcast a couple episodes back. Go listen to her. Listen to their ones coming up. And
can't
go
forget Dan the Man,
yeah.
Juggling Taxi, got the Oscar Goodman Award, and Lou
Miguelowitz.
I mean, you know.
And we also did, and keep listening to the girls' podcast on the Shiny Squirrel with Maya May, Ellie Cheer, Olivia Cookie. These girls are so spitfire creative.
We're going to have a guest coming up in the future I can't really talk about, but he was an ex-Miami Dolphin football player.
Oh, yes.
And he's a rapper, going to hit the game big. He's just a very spiritual all around. Everybody loves him, and you can't not love him. Not going to mention any names. That's a surprise.
Well, let's wrap this one up. This has been Stand On It. I think it's number 5 live
Stand
podcast.
Stand On It. Now, are we going to do riffing?
No.
Oh.